The Saturday Social. Call 01274 200 300. Tweet at Pulse2MDL. Text 87222 and have your say. This is Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Bradford City 2, Bolton Wanderers 2 is how it's finished on Pulse 2 Matchday Live at Valley Parade this afternoon. Stuart McCall, the City Manager, alongside us. Stuart, the mood, I think, is probably one of frustration again. Does that feel like a loss, particularly after a brilliant first 45 minutes, which was probably the best 45 we've seen all season?
It does, yeah. There's no doubt about that. I sound like a broken record. We've got to toughen up. Listen, you were at the game, people were at the game, they saw what they saw. The first half, we played a system, we played three up against theirs, we got into great areas. In fact, the disappointment was coming in only at 2-0. I think they've had one shot in the game in the first half and bobbled into Doyle's hands. Wave after wave of attack, endeavour, tempo, everything that you could wish for as a manager or as a fan to watch in your team. And then second half, listen, you can't dominate a game for 90 odd minutes. Bolton are second in the league for a reason, and they launch balls into your box, and they win a long free kick, and we just don't clear it well enough, and it comes to their centre half, who slices it and hits the bottom of the post and goes in, and you think, right, okay. But then still after that, I mean, even though the first half was so good, the second half, we've had Meredith's header just over the bar, we've had Marshall one on one and it gets stuck under his feet, we get Charlie White, who turns in the box and just puts it over when, you know, his finishing's terrific, expects him to put it in. Timothy Dieng's rattled the post. So, the second goal, we talked about Fleetwood not defending a cross, not stopping the cross, and when the cross comes in, picking up. We had more men against Fleetwood. We had four men in our box when Cole scored the other night, right? And the second one hits Josh, and it's unfortunate in our own goal. There's nothing you can do about that. Their centre forward's in the middle of our box and he gets a free header. That's unacceptable. That's what we can work on, right? We can be brighter to stop the cross coming in. But we Charlie White's never stood in our box with a free header, is he? You've got to get a hold of people. You've got to be determined and have desire to make sure your man doesn't score. So that is the frustrating part. But let me tell you now, we've got 13 games to go, right? If you want to be doom and gloom, be doom and gloom, right? When we go to Port Vale next week, if we can put in a bit of attacking performance like that we've done, but strengthen up and toughen up defensively, right, we're still going to have a good season. We've got a point today to where we want to be. I think 74 last year, 69 the year before, 74 the year before that was... So we probably need to win seven games. Can we win seven games with that team? 100% we can. We can win 10 games with that team. It's easy to say it. We need to go out and do it. But keep giving that level again of performance and everything, and just toughen up and kill games off and see games through what we should do. I can't ask for any more than what they're giving.
Set pieces, something of an Achilles heel this season.
Well, the first one's a long ball in, isn't it? Beavers is 6'5". He wins the knockdown. But we're first to the knockdowns. We're talking about they're going to win the balls. They're going to win the long throws because of the size of them. So I think it's Romain. It doesn't get a good enough clearance. False to Wheater.
We get punished.
The other one, the quick free kick, he skips by, and I think it's Nicky Law, from their point of view, puts a really dangerous crossing. So, yeah. But, listen, again, we've got everything to play for. We've got everything to play for. You know, the lads are in there. They're absolutely on the knees. So this is Rochdale, the last game of the season, right, and we've drawn and we've not made the playoffs, then be on your knees. Don't be on your knees now with 13 games to go and everything to play on. Right, bring it on. Can't wait for next week. I wish we had a game Tuesday.
Is it the playoffs rather than the top two?
Of course, Chris, yeah. Top two was never... You were talking top two in the first 10 games. I knew what Sheffield United were bringing in window. I knew what other teams are doing, right? Top two, because we started so well, it only puts pressure on the club and pressure on us and that. Oh, top two.
But that's right? Not to say we're not still... trying to reach
no.
that.
No, well, I'll tell you what we're trying to do and what we're doing. We're trying to win every game of football. And if that means 10 wins and you go, by the way, that's took us right up there. That's great. I'm not just saying we're aiming for a point. We are aiming to win every game. We went to Fleetwood the other night and we tried to win the game. And again, a bit of sloppiness defending. We've thrown away... How many points in the last three games? Tough games. I mean, Bristol Rovers is... You know, you look back at that and you look at opportunities of goal. He's had one of them days, hasn't he? Fleetwood the other night. And then today, So, but no doom and gloom. We've got a good set of players, good group, good fans, good togetherness. And nothing's going to change that. We'll go right to the final whistle, right to the final game of the season. And if that means we get 10 wins, great. If it means we get 7 wins, great. If it means we get 6 wins and 8 draws or whatever it is, great. As long as it gets us to where we want to be at this end of this season when that final ball's kicked at Rochdale. And if he gives us a chance to get into Wembley, that's what we're after.
Charlie White today, 2 goals, but his overall play was outstanding, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. We looked at the other night against Fleetwood, and we had Charlie and Geordie against 3 of theirs. I said, you know what? Let us put 3 up against their 3. They won't enjoy that. So Charlie, Billy and Marsh, when we're in possession, you get your 3 up against them and get down sight of them. They carried it out to what we asked them to do to perfection going forward. Everything we asked, balls were in time. You can't just, we put back Charlie maybe on the back stick so he could go up against a smaller boy for them, because no point putting big high crosses in for Beavers and Weeter to gobble up. He's got to be into his feet then. But yeah, I take your point, Charlie was excellent. But
yes,
again,
audio,
had a lot of excellent performances. You know, how can you dominate a game so much without all your team being well? And we were.
It's cruel, isn't it, football, that you can be so brilliant in that first half. You win the first half 2-0. The second half, you lose 2-0. They didn't play anywhere near as well as you did in that first half. And you just walk away with a point and you feel like you've lost. And Phil will walk away from here tonight thinking that he's won the lottery.
Chris, you can put most games on this season, right? Shrewsbury away, Accrington at home. 2 90-minute performances we've not turned up. Bury at home, 45, maybe whatever there. 2 90-minute performances, I can say to the lads, right, that's not good enough. You can rattle off game after game, Bristol Rovers last week, blah, blah, blah. You can rattle off games, okay, where we've done that, what we've done today. It can't keep going this. We've got to just keep going and believe that we've got to tighten up defensively. We're not forgetting that. We know that we can't keep conceding 2 goals. We can't keep needing 3 goals to win a game. Let's get to what we were when we won 1-0 at Peterborough or we won 1-0 at Chesterfield. Give 1-0 any day now. But when you're playing like them players are playing and creating and giving you know, everything they've got,
either way,
surely, wins have got to be around the corner.
Yeah. I mean, talking about Polly, it's great hearing you speak with such passion, but the crowd today, what a lift. It was sensational at times.
Absolutely incredible. And do you know something? I've got to say, that's what I come back here for. Not your love of the club and that, which everyone knows. I said to my missus last season, there were chances I could have gone to a few clubs. I thought, do you know what? I'd like to go to a club that I've got a fan base that can get behind you, that you can do this. Sheffield United at home, Scunthorpe at home today, Oldham away. The fans have been, and the atmosphere, it's like a Premier League game, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you know, as a player.
It's louder than a Premier League game. Most of them are quiet these days.
As a player, you want to play at the top level. I was fortunate to do that. As a manager, as a coach, you want to coach at the top. Give me that atmosphere. The Premier League clubs haven't got atmospheres like
Correct.
That. Absolutely outstanding. You know, and again, you see them traipsing off. They should be standing to a man, celebrating the players going off with a victory. We were punished by sloppiness, and we can't change that now. But yeah, as I say, hats off, 10 out of 10 for the supporters yet again.
Well, when you get a corner or a free kick or whatever, you don't see people standing there with the tablets and the cameras taking a picture of the person taking it. You see people willing you to stick it in the net.
Yeah and you know, unfortunately today we didn't give them, I think we gave them what they want in a lot of ways, you know, entertainment, enjoyment, but the bottom line is, I think now we've got how many home games left, I think the majority of them would like to come and see crap football, rotten games and 1-0 victories, because that's what football's about, winning in the end.
Yeah, I don't mind commentating on rubbish football if it's wins.
Can I ask you, obviously people are going to talk about the changes because you changed it and you brought Billy Clark off.
Oh yeah.
Give us your insight into that. So you say, we've had a few people saying Clark comes off when we lose the way a little bit.
No, well, Billy Clark comes off because he's 5'6" and Timothy Den 6'2". We've just lost a goal from a set player. We're absolutely, in the height wise, we're getting done. Set players, wrong throws. So, like for like, so Nicky Law then goes and plays where Clark has been playing. Because, listen, Billy's run himself into the ground. So, I'll be the first one to say, I got that wrong. I made that change, I got it wrong, or I didn't change quick enough. But to answer to the question, Timothy Dieng is 6'1" and 2". We've just been done by a long free kick and a header down. So we went for aerial, you know. And plus, Tim's has proved this season he's a very good midfielder. So there wasn't a big change in
it wasn't you being negative in any way. It was to combat what they were doing.
No, because
Nicky, let's just get that right.
100%, yep. Nicky Law goes and plays the same position Clark is playing. And Nicky's got the legs to go beyond Charlie Wyke and go and join in with Marsh. But it wasn't a case of, no, we're sitting and holding this. It was a height replacement for set players. And hey, Timothy then smacks a post. If it had gone in, I wonder how many tweets he'd have had then.
Well, it was interesting to say about the height. There was at one point where Josh Cullen challenged Mark Beavers, and Beavers looked, and he had to look down to see where he was because it, you know, it was 2 foot difference.
Listen, you know, you look at the two centre halves of Medine, Trotter, they're all 6'2", 6'3". Thorpe, they bring, although, you know, Spearing's a miss for him today, they bring Thorpe in again, who's another 6 foot lad in midfield. Yeah. It's, and sometimes when you're playing against sides that load your box with long throw-ins and corners and free kicks, you need to be strong defensively. So that was the reason Timothy Dien came in. Yeah. Nothing to do with being negative or sitting back. It was a height reason.
Is it? And so the message is today, I mean, it's coming out loud and clear. We'll keep fighting. We'll keep giving you everything
we've
got.
I'll tell you what the message is. Get yourself to Port Vale and tear the lads onto a victory. Because they must see on the pitch they're doing everything they can. If there's any flaws and they want to have a crack at me, brilliant, bring it on. I'm not bothered about that. All I'm seeing is out there, everyone giving everything for the team. And can't... I can't ask for any more from apart from we need to toughen up and be stronger defensively.
Yeah.